For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. In the 1960s, Stax Records in Memphis was hailed as a kind of social experiment, even in the segregated South, a place where white and black musicians like Booker T and the MGs could collaborate. But in April of 1968, that social experiment had a crisis. With me today is Zandria Robinson, a sociology professor at Rhodes College. On Tuesday, she's hosting a panel discussion at the Stax Museum looking at musical perspectives over the last 50 years. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Christopher.
Zandria, many musicians who worked at Stax talk about the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. as a turning point at the record label. What do you think it revealed or changed within that creative environment?
I think that narrative about the turning point is both true and false. It's a little bit of a half-truth. The sound that comes out in those post-King assassination years is not so much the ways that we think about protest music now. You've got some really audacious songs about black joy and black pleasure, and that, in fact, is kind of the most significant kind of protest, a protest about black life that says that even if you murder us, we are still going to find spaces to have joy. And that is some of the often triumphant music that comes out after 1968. And I think that Shaft is possibly one of the most identifiable examples of this, just exuberance.
Isaac Hayes, after the assassination of King, went from being the house songwriter to really turning his identity itself into a symbol of black freedom.
Mm-hmm. Isaac Hayes as Black Moses is, in fact, the resurrection in a very Christ-like way. It's the resurrection of King. It's the resurrection of blackness. And he allows all of the rest of us to kind of inhabit his very capacious blackness, the glisteningness of it, the goldness of it, and it becomes a part of black identities more generally.
Early in the 20th century, if you were a popular musician and you had something to say, you might do it with a song. And the artist can still fly under the political radar by doing that. Today, it seems that there's way more pressure, especially in social media, to be an activist.
Oh yeah, I think certainly you have tremendous amount of clamoring for artists to say something.
But then they can also get into trouble for saying nothing, like Justin Timberlake not talking about Janet Jackson at the Super Bowl.
So in Timberlake's case, the right thing to do would have been to sort of really publicly acknowledge in some way what happened with Janet, what it meant for her career. The other thing is, even if he had said something, there would have still been some kind of backlash like, oh, you're too little, too late. And I often wonder how artists deal with that in terms of their psyche with all of that noise happening when there is kind of this backlash. We see it, people making misstatements all the time, and we're all like, where was their PR person? And none of it is about the truth. It's just about how to craft an image that fans are going to want to continue to buy into.
Zandria Robinson is a sociology professor at Rhodes College. On Tuesday night, she'll be moderating a free panel discussion at the Stax Museum of American Soul Music, joined by rapper Marco Pave and former Stax producer Al Bell. We've got a link to that at WKNOFM.org. Zandria, always a pleasure.
Thanks so much, Chris.